I think I was due to be brought into the world in King Street in Watford, which was the maternity hospital. But for some reason or the other, at that particular time, they weren't actually taking, there was some infection or something. So I wasn't born in Watford, I was actually born in Hemel Hempstead. But, you know, I was only over there temporarily and then back to Watford. And as far as my brother was born in King Street, I don't know whether the hospital, I don't think it's still there, is it? Not King Street.
During the war, penicillin was all the rage. And all of a sudden, pharmaceuticals became a very important thing. And you could get prescription pharmaceuticals. You see, before the war, your doctor often made up their own prescriptions for you. Whereas they had their own chemist fella come in. And they used to do so much of that doctor practice and go down and work in the other doctor practice and put the things in. Then you used to come up in the evening and go and collect them.
My mum paid in, I think that's what it was called. Paid so much, whether it was weekly. And then if we had to see a doctor or go to hospital, you didn't pay. Because I had school dinners and there was a boy who was a bit of a naughty boy at school. And every time he sat opposite me, every time I put my food on my fork, he knocked it off. And he missed my fork one day. Good job it was the handle bit. Stabbed me in the eye. Oh. No, took some eyelashes off. So, I mean, in those days, they didn't sort of fuss so much. I was just sent to the hospital. My friend went with me up to the Peace Memorial. Yeah. And just had to go twice, I think. They cleaned it all out. It was all right. It wasn't injured as such. And I can remember Mum saying, well, his mother wants to be thankful that I paid in the hospital scheme, else she would have had to pay for that.
They had a lady that ran a club, and you paid her a subscription for hospital treatment. I can't tell you what the name of the club was now, but you used to have a membership card and you had to pay so much a week for hospital care at what is now the hospital. So that was before it was nationalised. You had to pay for everything. Yeah. And to pay for it, you had to save for it. My doctor was Dr. Oliver, and he lived in Whippendale Road in one of them four-storey houses right at the top there. And I had a cyst behind my ear, and my mum took me to see him in the evening, and he lanced it there and then in the surgery.
Ancient Order Foresters paid in that, and then if you were sick or off work, through sickness, you got some benefit, but you weren't allowed out after, I think, I don't know whether it was 6 o'clock at night, because you'd have your benefits stopped. You couldn't go on holiday or anything like that, because you would, they'd say, well, you're fit enough to go to work.
I don't remember anybody refusing you. I used to go and purchase cigarettes for my family.
Me too.
Yeah. They never stopped you. You went up, you asked for the packet of cigarettes and they gave them you and you took them home.
Or they presumed you did.
No, I don't remember.
No, I know sort of in the shops local to where I lived, they would usually say, who are they for? Because they knew me. I said, obviously, but they were not selling for me dad.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, when I was old enough to be buying cigarettes for myself, I wouldn't have gone to one of them shops anyway. Because I was smoking when I was about 13 and I didn't want my dad to know. So I wouldn't have gone to one of the shops locally, because they would have almost certainly said, oh, your boy bought, especially as they knew the ones my dad smoked. My dad always used to smoke Players Navy car, which I, generally speaking, couldn't afford, so I'd be buying Woodbines or Waits.
Waits. I remember them. That was my first experience of a cigarette.
Wait.
My friend Josie and I, we took one from her mother's pack. And we went to the dump, what used to be behind Chester Road. That used to be where the refuge used to be dumped, local refuge. And we sat and smoked it through one lunchtime. That was my first, and I was 11. I remember that. 11.
I was smoking by then as well. I was, and my dad used to encourage me in a way, because I worked, when I went to work, I worked at the Odeon to start with as a silver service waitress. And I was always in town, so I could get to the shop, because cigarettes were all under the counter in those days. And I used to get enough for Dad as well, you see, so he didn't stop.
Yes, we were healthy. I can remember my sister at an early age, she's had a lazy eye, and having National Health glasses with one eye, the tissue over the lens, and she had to attend the eye clinic for eye exercises. But of course, great interest was taken in my generation, if you were a native of Watford, because of fluoride in the water supply, our teeth were inspected at school.
Did Watford had fluoride?
Yes.
Right. Was that unusual at the time then?
Yes. So we had our teeth inspected at school. Only people who lived in Watford, you know. And of course there was the great polio scare of the late 1950s, polio injections, and not paddling in the river or the paddling pools in the park. I can't remember whether the swimming bath shut down, but we did go swimming quite a lot.
When I was young, in the 30s and 40s, while I was at school, I had mumps, I had measles, I had scarlet fever. I had all those sort of things, you see. And I had my fortnights in bed. I had an accident in 1938. I went to A&E in the Peace Memorial Hospital in 1938 in a pushchair. That was my ambulance.
Who took you?
Mr. Poyser, my teacher, wheeled me from bottom of down the end of Swiss Avenue and entrance, just inside the Swiss Avenue entrance. Opposite, right below the car park, there's a football pitch, still there today.
Yeah.
And that football, it was on that football pitch, I'd cut my knee.
Ooh.
I cut the whole, right through the whole, my skin. Right through to the bone.
Yeah.
So he borrowed the pushchair for a lady, gave him with a whistle, and the kids played about, kicking the ball with the whistle while he pushed me up the park to the Memorial Hospital.